Well, I don't think I've had as many DeVosses on in as short a period of time. We had Doug DeVos on this past week from Wallstrom Marine that he is now a part owner of with some other great folks. And now here we have Betsy DeVos, who has written a book called Hostages No More, The Fight for Education Freedom and the Future of the American Child. Madam Secretary Betsy DeVos, welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Well, thanks, Paul W. It's great to be back with you.
You took a job you didn't need. You stood for something that you've stood for as long as I've known you, standing for the kids, standing for education reform. And as much as they threw at you, you've stayed strong. And now you have this book that is being released today, first day of summer, and would be extremely valuable to anyone who's worried about their kids and the education or lack thereof that they're getting.
That's right, Paul W. The book is called, as you said, Hostages No More. It's a provocative title, but it is a very direct reference to a quote by the founder of our education system, Horace Mann, 175 years ago, said that educators are entitled to look upon parents as having given hostages to our cause. And the last 2 years, parents have seen like never before just how hostage their kids have been held to a system that either shut down for months on end or had mandates back and forth or distance learning in and out that was not high quality and not rigorous, or a curriculum that came into their homes that they were appalled about. And parents are rightfully upset, and many of them want something different for their children. So this is a book about how we fix American education.
And this is your side of the story. Finally, you have this opportunity to give your side of the story after, frankly, years of being vilified by the radical left for basically championing common sense conservative reforms in our schools.
Absolutely. And like I said, the last 2 years have laid bare the problems that have been there for decades, but they've become visible to a lot more people, not just parents, but you know, grandparents, friends, neighbors, whole communities have seen kids locked out of their schools or subjected to curriculums that are totally inappropriate for them at early young ages. And when parents have gone to speak up and to ask questions at school board meetings, instead of being welcomed and instead of respecting them as the parents, they've been accused of being domestic terrorists, and the FBI is sent out to investigate.
Unbelievable. I wish you were kidding, but you're not. It's the truth.
No, it's true. Yeah,
there was more time spent going after parents who just came to those meetings and wanted good things for their kids than, in fact, these people spent in protecting our Supreme Court justices and their homes. I mean, please don't even get me started on the inequities of this administration and the people they control and the FBI that they have ruined because they can't be trusted anymore on the national level. It drives me crazy. I can't imagine what you saw and what you went through, Madam Secretary.
Well, drives me crazy also, Paul W. And I just encourage folks who want the best for their kids and their grandkids to check out the book and be emboldened by this time and this moment, because I think that I know we are going to be able to get policy changes that are going to support families and that are going to allow them to direct their kids' education to fit in the best place possible for each child. And it's going to be a turning point for American education, for K-12 experiences.
You have stories to tell, Madam Secretary. We're with former Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos on the occasion of today being the release of her new book, Hostages No More, The Fight for Education Freedom and the Future of the American Child. You offer your insights, some of them pretty blunt, insights on the people and politics that stand in the way of fixing our schools.
Absolutely. And I also share a lot of stories of visits to schools that are doing things differently and well for kids, pointing out the many different ways that kids learn and that kids can experience their learning. And importantly, give parents a lot of tools for how they can ensure that they get in the driver's seat of their kids' education.
You know, as you put it in the book, really, this is a roadmap for reclaiming education and securing the future of our kids. And for that matter, I'd say securing the future of America.
Absolutely. I mean, our kids represent 100% of our future, and we need to dramatically change how we're readying them for that moment. The pandemic really laid bare all of the failings of the system. The problems were there before. Too many kids are not learning the very basic fundamentals that they need to be successful as adults. And there's simply no excuse for it. We spend the most of any country in the world, and yet we have kids who are continually failed by a system that does not acknowledge and respect individual kids and the ways they learn and figure out how to make sure each of those kids can become everything they're meant to be.
Madam Secretary Betsy DeVos, the book Hostages No More, The Fight for Education, Freedom, and the Future of the American Child, available as of today, first day of summer. Thank you so much. Say hi to Dick, and always good talking with you, Madam Secretary.
Thanks, Paul W. So great to be with you again.
As we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.